hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am back from Sabo and St. Kitts. Our latest Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise was a blast. You're going to hear a little bit more about it as we progress through today's two-hour radio spectacular. I can guarantee you that. There was so much that happened. You can't cover all of it in just one show. So we're going to delve into that here in just a bit. But before we do, I have a couple of my friends on via the web. Well, one of them is Phil Nico. He just was doing some diving in the Dry Tortugas. Phil, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you.
And also we have Pete from Scuba Board, who is down in Key Largo today, and he's just going to hang out for a while and I don't know, fill the gaps for me, so to speak.
Pasta.
Yes. Hey, que pasta, whatever. Did you say que pasta? What? Are you hungry?
Yeah, no, that would be Italian or something.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, he's just trying to fit in down there in South Florida and learn the lingo, I guess. But yeah, exactly. So we'll go with it accordingly. But before we talk about what's going on with Pete in particular in Key Largo, let's talk with Phil. Because, Phil, you did some diving down there in the Dry Tortugas while we were out in Sabah and St. Kitts. And from what you told me before we went on the air today, that you had a good time down there, and it was pretty sweet. Am I right or what?
It was really good diving. It's up there with some of the best that I've had.
Best you've had, huh? So did you get out of there, you know, out there by Fort Jefferson in the Dry Tortugas?
And I did, but there was 15 of us, and we were all such hardcore divers, we elected not to go on the optional land tour because we didn't want to miss a dive. But we did see there's one island there that has, I guess it's an old prison and a lookout tower, and we saw it from afar. But that's as close as we got to it.
Very nice. Now, where did you leave the States to go out here and do this? Was it in Key West or further north or what? Okay,
yes,
so out of Key West, you boarded your boat, headed out there, and the first dive site was where exactly then?
Well, the first dive site was about 67 miles west of Key West. The Dry Tortugas is about that far west of Key West. So, you know, there was no cell phone service. There was no internet. I mean, you're really off the grid at this place.
Hey, Greg?
Yes, Pete?
He didn't leave the country.
Well, no, I mean, but he left, you know,
he
the
said,
mainland.
He said, when you leave the States?
Well, so, that's I mean, what
it's not like he's out of country. Fort Jefferson is still part of the United States.
Understood and, you know, note taken.
No passport required.
Matter of fact, that's the place where they took Dr. Mudd, who set the broken leg of John Wilkes Booth, who shot the president, President Lincoln.
That's right. Your name is Mudd.
Yeah, and your name
is
Mudd.
That's correct. Very good.
See, I know something.
You know, when I go to these places, I like to learn a little bit about, you know, the history and the context of which I'm looking at these beautiful tropicals and beautiful reefs. You know, it makes it interesting.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine that would be the case. Now, and I'm also wondering if when you're diving off of, you know, you're diving off of the Dry Tortugas there, I'm guessing that when you know, you're on the boat and diving, are you within eyesight of Fort Jefferson there, Phil, or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. You know, I only saw it one day, mm-hmm. and that's the interesting thing. You know, usually with liveaboards, you can see land, and if it's a little bumpy, you know, they can go into these little coves and they can hide, you know, around or in island areas and be protected. But this area was fully exposed. And we were flat for about the first day and a half. It was a 4-day trip, 3 days of diving. The second half of the trip, mm-hmm. we were in 3s to 4s the whole time.
Oh, really?
And you're fully exposed. And that's, you know, that's...
Well, put on some clothes, for Christ's sakes. I mean, you know, you're still in the States, according to Pete, so, you know.
Hey, Greg, I've been on that same boat, the MV Spree, in 10-foot waves. Ooh. And it's probably one of the better riding boats out there. I mean, it was just awesome. It's a good way to ride.
Okay.
And what's cool?
Yeah.
What's cool is if the boat is mooring it's anchored at a permanent mooring spot, then, and you've got bumps, if thankfully you would have current, then the current kind of the boat kind of cuts the waves a little bit, and it's less bumpy than you'd be if you were just free falling out there with the waves, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, so it rides the rough seas a little bit better than most, is what you're saying, which is good and necessary when you get into those type of conditions. So it didn't ruin your trip, the fact that you were in 3s to 4s.
You know, nothing was going to ruin my trip because I was fortunate enough to log my 400th dive. I've only been diving for 4 years.
Cool.
So that was pretty exciting.
That is. Well, congratulations. And what about the marine life that you saw? We saw some great stuff down in Saba and St. Kitts, which I'll get into later. But cruising around the Dry Tortugas, was it dramatically different than what you would see in your home base there in Palm Beach as far as critters and marine life, or what?
It's not dramatically different. I actually compare it to where Pete is from. The Key Largo area, John Pennycamp Park area, near where Pete is from, it's a lot like that, but at 70 feet of water, whereby Pennycamp Park is in, you know, 20 or so feet of water. Would you agree with that, Pete?
Yeah, well, we have some deeper areas. We just don't take the tourists to them.
Okay, good.
And why is that? Because you would take them and leave them there where no one could find them for eternity, or what, Pete? What's that all about?
We get so many people here, and they haven't dove in years. And, you know, taking people deep is kind of a liability. And when we take them on the deeper reefs, first of all, they will go deep. They want to go to the wrecks. Mm-hmm. We take them on the deeper reefs. I mean, it's got lots of cool stuff, black coral, all sorts of bugs, all sorts of cool stuff, but they just don't like it. They don't get to last as long. They want the shallow dive so they can have the full hour.
Got it. They want the bottom time on their vacation. Yeah. Understood. Mm-hmm. All right. So you save some of that for, you know, special occasions and that kind of thing. But on your trip, Phil, you guys were able to mix that up quite a bit, I guess, throughout the trip.
Yeah. The only thing I would say is, out of 11 logged dives that I did, I did opt to not go on a night dive. There, we saw no big animals. I saw maybe two turtles, and they were small. And then I didn't see any rays. I didn't see any sharks. Maybe
well, what
because,
the heck did you see then? It doesn't sound like you saw much.
You know what? The corals were the hard and soft corals were great. The rock formations were fantastic. And you know, not a lot of people go here, and because it is remote, and the fish life, the reefs. And the fish were very healthy, and I saw very few lionfish to boot. So there was a lot to look at, just nothing big.
Yeah. Well, and not that many lionfish, which is a good sign, I guess, maybe.
Sure.
Low pollution there, too.
Yeah, well, I bet. Now, Pete, you've been to Saba, and you've been on this trip as well. So, you know, in Saba.
With you.
Yeah, that's right. And you remember Saba, the underwater scenery is extremely dramatic. It's almost like Grand Canyon-type diving on some of the sites with the sheer wall drop-offs and things like that. In the Dry Tortugas there, Phil, was it similar compared to what you were expecting there in Pennycamp, or was it more just kind of beautiful, colorful reef, or was it more dramatic with ledges and things like that?
It was more dramatic. There was more relief, and you know, I'm partial to drift diving here in West Palm. Mm-hmm. I call it the drift dive capital of the world, as you know, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely,
and
as many do. You're not alone, for sure.
Right, and there it was all more mooring dives where you come back to the boat, and you know, it's really not a boat for beginners because they don't put a dive master in the water. As long as you have a buddy, you dive, and you're essentially on your own. So it forced me. You know, there's nothing like a trip where you can look back and say, you know what, I'm a better diver for being on that trip.
Right,
and so what I feel I was stronger in at the end of the long weekend was my navigation skills. And so that was one positive that came out of it, and it was just a great trip.
Well, there you go. Okay, so you got to brush up on your navigation skills because you pretty much had to. Was either you knew where you were or you were lost at sea, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Failure is not an option, right, Pete?
Exactly, and who knows? He might have to say, ¿Dónde está el barco? If he came up with the wrong portion of the sea.
All right. I don't know what kind of dogs you're hanging with on the boat there, but...
That's Spanish for, where's the boat, in case he came up in Cuba.
Oh, I thought it was, where's the dog? We're hungry. No, that wouldn't be right either. All right. Well, Phil, it sounds like you had a great time. Thanks for the update. I know we're going to hear from you again real soon, so we'll send you on your way to do some more diving and report back accordingly.
Thank you.
Later, Phil.
Pete, hang tight. We got more to discuss next.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterkay.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo, Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Well, thank you, Captain Slate. You know, I got to get down there to the Keys and hang with him. Have you seen him down there wandering the streets at night there, Pete? I don't know.
No, I think it's because he sees me first.
Do you think that's what it is? And he, what, runs the other way and hides?
Just like you do, man.
No. Pete, come on over. Let's have a, let's have a cocktail.
You know, every time I've gone over to visit him at his new place here in Tavernier, because he's now, you know, 2 minutes away from me. Before, he was probably 20 minutes away from me. Now he's 2 minutes away from me.
Right.
Every time I've come in, the man has been out on the boat. What's up with that?
Well, he's working. He loves what he does.
He does love what he does.
Creature feature dives. He loves hanging with the folks that come into town and want to do some diving.
New fish.
That's right. He's got to talk to us. He's got to keep his fish happy down there. Absolutely. CaptainSlate.com. Go there and check him out. And yeah, I got to get down there and do some diving with him for sure. Now, a couple things have been happening while I was away in Saba St. Kitts last week that I wanted to bring up with my buddy Pete here from Scuba Board. And one of them,
sharking.
What's that?
Simply sharking.
Okay. It's simply sharking, of course. I would expect that from Pete. But it is about sharks. And it was some kind of, I don't know, I saw some stuff on Facebook and, you know, got an email or two about some show that's out there that I haven't seen personally, but I've heard about it, or I saw a little trailer for this show called Shark Hunters. And I guess it's a relatively new TV show that is covering like shark fishing tournaments. It's creating quite a stir among shark conservation organizations. And, you know, that's how it popped up on my radar. And I didn't know what it was all about. I hadn't heard of the show. But that's what they're doing. They're covering these shark tournaments, you know, happen around the world. I'm not necessarily against, fishing tournaments or anything like this. I'm not real sure what's going on with these shark tournaments, because it did seem to focus in on catching makos and thrasher sharks or something, and that doesn't sound very appealing to me.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Are these catch and release tournaments, or are they kill tournaments?
I don't know. From the trailer that I saw online, they had them strung up, so that's never a good sign. Yeah, I hate seeing, you know, strung up sharks on a fishing dock. So obviously those sharks didn't make it. You know, whether some of them are catch and release, I have no idea. I don't know. Fishing tournaments, you know, when it gets into billfish and stuff like that, yeah, catch and release is the way it should be. And I would think that would apply to shark fishing as well. But I don't really know enough about it. But there's a big stir going on online about boycotting NBC to get them to stop airing the show. Because I guess they just committed to like a couple more seasons of the show. The fact that I hadn't heard about it means that probably it's not a super popular show, at least at this point. But because I usually find out about that stuff. So, and yeah, but here we are talking about it and giving them publicity. Maybe we shouldn't. I don't know. I don't know what to do. What do you think, Pete? What should we do?
Does this mean I get to carry a torch and a pitchfork again?
Of course. It's
great. Then let's go do it. I like boycotting with torches and pitchforks.
Yes. Well, it's
get the whole village behind us.
That's the time of year, you know. That's what you do in October, right? So
yeah. You know, the thing is that these shark fishing tournaments are probably going to go on with or without the show.
Right.
You know, will that create more shark fishing tournaments? I doubt it.
I wouldn't think so, but, you know, I mean, I understand the concern of showing or shedding a light on this type of activity that people don't particularly like who love sharks, which, you know, obviously I don't like it. And I guess maybe it kind of, I don't know if it would really, it's not the kind of same thing as a Shark Week issue, because they're not painting the sharks out to be man-eaters. They're just treating them like, you know, any other fish.
Yeah.
Or game fish or something like that. You know, so I don't know. I guess to each his own, and we'll have to do some more digging to find out exactly what they're doing. I mean, who knows? If there's a conservation element to the show that they are doing catch and release on some of the sharks for this tournament stuff, maybe that'll be good. I don't know. But
you know, Greg, I'm on the National Committee for Fishing for the Boy Scouts of America.
Right.
And we really practice a lot of catch and release, but there's sometimes when you got to eat.
Oh, man. Wow, that's just wrong, Pete. What are you eating Boy Scouts for? I mean,
Dude, I'm not eating Boy Scouts. I'm eating fish.
Okay.
Fishing committee for the Boy Scouts of America.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't really say that right. I took it
No, you didn't hear that right.
Okay, if you say so. Fair enough. All right. So you're on this organization, and you're trying to promote fishing to the Boy Scouts, which is a good activity. Sure, right?
It is. It's fun.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as it's done responsibly and, you know, sustainably and that kind of thing. I don't really have a problem with that. But, you know, you do have other folks that, like any kind of fishing, spear fishing, you know, recreational fishing or whatever, eating fish is just wrong, you know, because we like seeing them underwater. I mean, I see that argument too, but I think, you know, you have to look at it and I don't know. You got to look at both sides a little bit and
balance.
Find out. Yeah, balance. Because a lot of the money raised with recreational fishing and that kind of thing is used to for big conservation efforts and things like that. So there, you know, there's some good work that they do in that regard as well. And you could say a lot of similar stuff about spearfishing. Just my two cents.
Well,
what?
Not really. You can't do catch and release with spearfishing.
Well, you can't. But if you're catching the fish to harvest them to eat them yourself.
This is true. And, and spearfishing has the least amount of bycatch.
Right.
Of any of the other fishing. Because when I go down there, I pick out eeny, meeny, miny, oh, I want you.
Mm-hmm.
And I go hunt his butt down.
Exactly. So, and they don't necessarily go for the biggest fish unless it's some kind of competition thing. But, you know, you're looking for fish that are sustainable if you're a responsible spear fisherman, at least in my opinion. That's just my two cents on that.
And so that's the only time I don't like seeing sharks is when I'm spearfishing.
Well, true. Absolutely. Even, you know, seeing, I'll tell you, you know, we speared some lionfish when I was on my trip, and I wasn't worried about sharks because we really didn't see any in the area, but surprisingly enough, the eels definitely took interest, and that was kind of a, I don't know, not a total surprise, but I was surprised how
aggressive.
I don't know if aggressive is the right word, or interested. Maybe is they were definitely, well, they came out of their cracks and were very open for wanting to come after these critters. Didn't come after me, which is always good. You know, you don't want that. And you would expect the same thing, I guess, with sharks or whatever in the area. But I was kind of surprised how the eels definitely took notice. But, I digress. You got to look this stuff over and make your own judgments from your own perspective and work from there. And get as informed as you possibly can. So check it out online about those shark hunter shows, that kind of thing. And we got more with Pete from Scuba Board next. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, and on the line via the web is my buddy Pete from Scuba Board. And, you know, Pete, it is October, or as we say in the biz, Rocktober. And, you know, it's from my rock radio days. I have to throw that in every now and then.
I can't see you as a rocker.
You don't see me as a rocker? Oh,
I don't see you as a rocker.
Oh, I have black spandex, you know, leather chains, the whole thing. I'm going to Judas Priest, actually,
TMI.
Next week.
No, TMI.
No, I am. They're in Orlando, and me and the crew are heading out.
No, I'm talking about the spandex.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if you got it, you got to show the bulges accordingly. Anyway, we'll leave that alone for now.
Anyway, it's not called Rocktober. It's called Divetober.
Divetober. Okay. Or Dive Member. No, that doesn't. Nah.
Divetober. Just keep it simple.
Yeah, and that sounds a little disturbing when you say it the other way, too. Anyway, let's talk about things to do during the Halloween season when it comes to diving. There's a lot of haunted dives going on. I mean, you guys
Galaxy
are doing a big
dives.
Event. What do you call it? Galaxy dives.
Galaxy dives, yeah.
Yeah.
Where you go under and with you take the glowy stuff out of the glowy sticks.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Spread it in the water, and it's like you're diving among the stars. We're going to do that at our mega dive at Ginny Springs coming up.
Yeah. What is the date of that? Is that going to be on a Saturday, on a weekend, or what?
It's the Saturday. It's the weekend just before Halloween. We go out there. We camp. We party. Kids are, you know, more than welcome. You know, it's we're responsible. We usually have the UCF Dive Club. We're hopefully going to have the FIU Dive Club come up. So it's a real fun time to meet about 100, 150 of your fellow divers.
Very nice. Well, y'all have to see if I can make that. Now, that does kind of coincide, I believe, with the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. And we may have to do some coverage for that for our boating radio show. But if I can get out there this year, I would like to see that. All that goop flying around in the cavern there at Ginny Springs. The way you've described it in the past, it sounds spooky. And would be appropriate for this time of year, I'm guessing, right? All right, scubaboard.com. Check out more information there. And we got a Dan tip next. And then we're going to talk more about our scuba radio scuba cruise from last week. So stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 84. Insert funny diving related joke here. See, we're dry. We got nothing.
This is some kind of practical joke. It's not funny. And I know funny. I'm a clownfish.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, buddy.
Think we gave away today's topic?
I don't think your listeners will need multiple choice on this one.
So let's go true-false. We're discussing dive buddies and getting to know them, right?
True.
You're so smart. So tell us, how well do you have to know somebody before you dive with them as a buddy?
Well, knowing someone and knowing your dive buddy don't necessarily have anything to do with one another. You can dive with a perfect stranger, but still know them well as a dive buddy.
That can't be true.
Sure it can. You don't have to know a person well out of the water to be really compatible underwater. Just like I've known people who are the best of friends on the surface, but didn't do well when diving together. It all comes down to communication.
How do you mean?
Well, the first thing to know about your dive buddy is whether or not your goals on a given dive are compatible. If you like to swim fast and cover a lot of ground, while your buddy likes to stay in one place and take pictures, chances are you're not going to get along down there.
So be sure to agree upon the goal of the dive.
Absolutely. Make sure you discuss not only your goals, but what your skill levels are as well. They don't necessarily have to be the same, but it's something both buddies should know. If you've got a lot of experience but your buddy doesn't, you need to know that. If there's something that makes you uncomfortable with something underwater, or if there's a skill or concern that gives you trouble, let your buddy know. As long as you're both willing to recognize and accept any limits your differences may present, there's really no reason it can't be a good match.
What about the dive plan?
No matter how well you think you know your buddy, review every aspect of the plan out loud. Even if it seems like a given, talk about it to make sure you're both on the same page.
I know one that often gets overlooked is reviewing hand signals.
You mean the games of underwater charades we've all seen? It never ceases to amaze me how often it's overlooked, since that's how we communicate with each other underwater. I'll listen to dive buddies review every other part of a dive plan, only to watch them have absolutely no idea what they're trying to say to each other once they're at depth. Even something as simple as trying to share information on air supply becomes this complex dance of signals and signs and that boggles the mind, and apparently, even the buddy team.
Been there, been confused by that. What else can you do to get to know your buddy?
Watch him. If you've got a buddy who claims to have a lot of experience but puts his gear together backwards, you may want to double check how much experience he has. On the flip side, don't claim things about yourself that aren't true. Again, it's not always about matching skill levels as much as it is about being honest and open.
What else?
Before you enter the water, do a pre-dive safety check. You should be doing them anyway, but always, always with a first-time buddy. You should both be familiar with the other's gear so that in the event of an emergency, you're not trying to figure out things on the fly.
How nosy can you really get with a new buddy, though, really?
Short answer, as nosy as you need to be to feel comfortable. Remember, your buddy is expecting you to look out for him the same way he's looking out for you, so both of you should be comfortable with each other before you get in the water. If you want to know if there's anything about which you should be aware, like a medical condition or injury, ask. Most divers understand why the question is being asked, and most are willing to share all important information with their buddy.
I generally find that conversations between divers are surprisingly open and easy to have.
Sure, because we're sharing a common interest and goal. If you're teamed up with buddies, you're sharing the dive as well.
What's the most important thing about buddies besides communication?
I'd say understanding. If you're comfortable that your buddy will respect the plan and any limits you may have, and vice versa, you should get along well.
Do you find it easier to dive with someone you know or someone you don't?
You know, it really depends on the person. Diving with someone you know well on the surface is a great way to deepen the relationship. And when you've been in the water with someone a lot, you do get to know each other's habits, preferences, strengths, weaknesses, and the knowledge that creates a special bond between you. On the other hand, diving with someone new is a great way to make a new friend and learn something new. The only thing that's really important to me is that I know my buddy, if only as a dive buddy, before I hit the water.
And all it takes is a little communication.
So true.
You don't have to know a buddy long to know a buddy well. All it takes is a little time and some open communication. Be honest with your buddy and expect the same from them. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That
was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Before I get back into reflecting on our scuba radio scuba cruise from last week, we got some big news to share with you right now about Deepwater Key in the Bahamas. My buddy Chris Pipes is on the line or on via the web right now. Chris, how are you, buddy? Everything
I'm
good?
Doing great, Greg.
Good, good, good. Now, we got some big news when it comes to Deepwater Key and the DEMA show coming up in November. Are you excited as I am to talk about this or what? Come on.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be really, really cool. You know, the DEMA show this year is going to be in Vegas, November 18 to 21. We're going to be there in all of our glory. I've got our fantastic dive master Philip is going to be there, and I know that some of your listeners might have had a chance to meet him before. If not, they should definitely come by and meet Philip. We're going to be right there in the Bahamas Dive Association aisle. Our booth number is 2231. Super excited to be down there with you, Greg.
Yes, it's going to be a great time. We're hosting a little Bahamas Junkanoo happy hour, as we have in the past, in the Bahamas Isle each afternoon of the DEMA show. And we'll be recording our special DEMA edition of Scuba Radio and talking to folks like Chris. And I'm sure we'll connect with Philip as well. But we have a huge, huge promotion planned with Deepwater Key this year at the DEMA show. We're going to give away not only a trip for two, but a trip for four. A party of four is going to win just a fantastic adventure in Deepwater Key. But the cool part about this is not just that we got a cool trip to give away, but how we're going to do it. It's definitely going to be the way the Bahamians do it, which is better, I think. Are you with me on this,
right,
Chris? Yeah,
come on. I am. That's great.
Yeah, we're going to do a Junkanoo dance-off party. Now, So Junkanoo is like the parades they do in the Bahamas on New Year's Eve or Bahamian New Year's Eve, and they march up and down the streets and in all these feather boa things, very showgirl Vegas-like type stuff with a carnival, you know, Bahamian spin to it. And they had this beat thing going on, and they dance to their heart's content and go till all hours of the night. I figure, hey, this sounds like a great time for divers. We'll pull up three or four people out of the audience and have them do their best version of a Junkanoo dance and then turn it into a dance-off. So it's like combining the old with the new, or the Bahamian with the young kids here. And
there
who
you
knows?
Go.
It'll be good times.
I think it sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
And then, you know, the carrot we're putting out there to really get a great performance out of these folks is a stay at Deepwater Key for four people. That is a phenomenal prize you're offering up there. And that will include what exactly, Chris?
Well, the four winners will be able to come down all at one time, and it's going to be two of our wonderful cottages, double occupancy. They'll come down for three nights and two full days of spectacular diving all around the area there of Deepwater Key and all of their meals. So it's going to be a terrific trip, and we're real excited about giving away this trip at DEMA this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time, and really, Deepwater Key is in a class by itself when it comes to the amenities they offer, the accommodations. Those cottages basically are like moving into a real high-end home. You know, on your own private island in the Bahamas, you are spoiled rotten, and the food, just first class, truly a unique experience there at Deepwater Key. Just on the, I want to make sure I got the geographic stuff right. It's on the east side of Grand Bahama or west side?
On the very east end of Grand Bahama Island, yep.
Yeah, and it's its own little private island, Deepwater Key. You can go there, stay there for a few nights, dive. You can mix it up a little bit with some fishing. They're known for world-class bone fishing, literally from around the world. People come here, whether it's big-time fishermen or celebrities. I mean, you guys get a lot of celebrities that go to Deepwater Key all the time. So who knows? Maybe you'll win this trip and be hobnobbing with someone like, I don't know, Trace Atkins has been there, and I don't want to name drop, but you know, the Beetlejuice guy, he goes there.
Yeah.
And all these,
yep, Liam Neeson.
Yeah, there you go. All these movie stars.
Yeah.
So you might
Tom Brokaw.
You might be diving next to these dudes, or he might be, you know, Tom Brokaw as your dive buddy. That would be kind of cool. It could happen.
Yeah.
at Deepwater Key. Absolutely. So,
and you know what, Greg, just to remind the folks that it's Deepwater Key, but it's spelled C-A-Y. So if you want to check out our website, it's www.deepwaterkcay.com. So
yes.
Come check us out.
Absolutely. Look at all the pictures. Book your own trip, whether you win one at the DEMA show or not. You'll thank us later for sure. I'm really looking forward to this Junkanoo dance-off. Are you going to be like our example that we put out in front of everyone, Chris, or are we going to leave that off to Philip, you think?
I think we're going to leave that up to Billy Cattagio.
Oh, really? Billy from Scuba Nation. He'll lead off the festivities by doing his best Junkanoo impression. Now, you know
Absolutely.
What? People would pay money for that. All right, deepwaterkey.com. Chris, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thanks, Greg. Take care, buddy.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I do like the water.
Water and fish. If you paid half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water. Cause I shot a man on the Mexican border. Cuckoo water.
You know, we had a great time in Save Us St. Kitts last week, and the only thing missing was being able to share that experience with the dive god. One of these days, I'm going to make one of these liveaboard experiences work. We've done it in the past, but it's been way too long, and it definitely wasn't going to be last week, because it just so happened that while we were doing our thing with Explorer Ventures, Neil was in the Cayman Islands being inducted into the Diving Hall of Fame, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Neil, how are you, my friend?
I am doing fantastic, my friend. Yeah, the induction was perfect, except my wingman, Greg, wasn't there to share it with me.
What a bummer. It was a bummer. You know, they didn't lock in the dates for the induction ceremony there in the Cayman till after we had announced our Scuba Radio Scuba Crew, so I kind of had it locked in. I couldn't really change it at that point, but you know I was there in spirit. I raised a cocktail maybe or two or three to you while I was cruising around saving sink kits. But and I imagine you and your other dive buddies did the same there in the Caymans last week, right, Neil?
Big time, big time. I mean, it was an amazing experience. It truly was, and I mean to be in the company of not only the inductees, but the people that have been inducted in the past. It's really humbling. I mean, I don't get serious that often, but it was quite an experience.
Now, was your inductee speech as colorful as it was for the Reaching Out Awards at DEMA a few years ago, where shrinkage got brought up, or no?
I don't know whether this is a result of me being inducted, but originally it was a 5-minute acceptance speech.
Right.
And then they cut it to 3.
What?
And then they said, okay, Neil, you got a minute to a minute and a half, or everybody does. So I'm figuring, well, I don't know, man. My life story in a minute. Who can offend in a minute and a half? But I did very well. I did very well. But, you know, they put together a great presentation on each of the inductees, you know, a video presentation that was extremely well done. And that almost told your whole story right there. So you didn't have much to say.
Yes. But, well, I would imagine there are a few colorful pictures, and I mean that in the literal sense.
Exactly.
Not in the literal sense, but in the more colorful and aesthetic sense. Knowing Neil's past, I'm sure there's some pretty damning pictures of Neil that he's proud of that other people might be a little bit more.
Well, I'm waiting for somebody to try to blackmail me, you know, with all this. You know, I'm going to say, that's the best you can do, man. I'll give you some better stuff than that to post, please.
No doubt. And actually, I've witnessed some of these through the years, which I've been very fortunate to be a part of. But the list of pictures and stories Neil has had, we've been fortunate enough to capture a few of them, but we have a little plan in the works to actually capture some more of those in depth on a future project here that we're planning to present through Scuba Radio. And we'll let you know when the time is right, when that's ready to be launched. However, Neil, who are the other inductees into the Diving Hall of Fame? And by the way, this is like a little museum or a thing in Cayman now,
well,
right?
They're building a real proper museum to house this and to recognize everybody. I mean, it's kind of a work in progress right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the other, Bill Akers, which is a very colorful and amazing guy that is from Yap. He had Yap Divers in a great resort. Dan Orr, which, you know, was with Dan, recent retired, now he's doing consulting, and just an amazing guy with an incredible history. I mean, we go back 35 plus years. Elise Pector, which she's a photographer, and I mean, if you go to the DEMA show, she's been there since I think the first one and does all the photography and very involved in the diving community.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And then Chuck Nicklin, which is a pioneer in underwater photography or underwater videography and movie productions. I mean, he did some of the major underwater movie, starting with Thunderball. So it was a great group of people to be in that class, you know. And the Cayman government, I mean, hats off. They did just an amazing job from arranging the airfare to accommodations to ground transportation to wining and dining. It was really a red carpet treatment.
Really nice. Cool. Was it part of the Sunset House layout, or is that just where some of the people were staying? I saw some pictures on Facebook to that effect.
Well, the host hotel was the Wyndham, I'm thinking.
Okay, one of the fancy places.
And that's where the induction was at. But because the general manager, Keith Sum, is a buddy of everybody's that was being
Let's go to the Tiki Bar!
Yeah, so we all opted. I mean, we had the option of staying where we wanted. I think everybody but one inductee stayed at the Sunset House. And I mean, if you're planning on going to Cayman or not even planning on going to Cayman, you should. And go to Sunset House. I mean, what an amazing job that they do. It's like, you know, it's I think they advertise it a dive hotel run by divers or whatever. And it really is. And, you know, I mean, you get the shore diving right offshore. They got, like, either four or five boats out there. Incredibly well organized. The accommodations are spectacular. If you are a diver, you're 100% comfortable there.
Absolutely. They got the world famous Tiki Bar right there on property, a landmark place to hang out after your dive, share a few fishtails with friends. And of course, they got that mermaid statue offshore that you can go out and even snorkel to if you wanted to.
You got it.
Did you go out there and polish her up for us or no, Neil?
Well, actually, I visited the Tiki Bar before the dives, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah, okay. Yes, we won't. We'll save that for another day. All right. Well, congratulations, Neil. Well-deserved. Just another award that the Dive God has chalked up over his many years of great service to the dive industry. And we're proud to have you as a friend of the show on top of everything else. So hats off to you, my friend.
Thanks, pal.
All right. More coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.